Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Our 12th crack at the Bozo touchdown parlay came and went. Of course, Terp has been suspended. Jackson took his spot. Jackson went with Travion Henderson in a must-win scenario, so he's gone.
That's very mean of Nick that he is gone. But I'll tell you, I mean, Henderson was down there at the one a couple of different times. Dragged down at the one.
He was sniffing it.
Had a couple of cracks at it, unfortunately.
But not all the cracks. Jennings got a crack. Stevenson, multiple attempts.
A lot of cracks.
Attempts.
A lot of cracks to go around.
You hit your Hunter Henry bet?
I did. Thank you for
the show, Hunter Henry.
Thank you for bringing that up. I probably should have brought that up to him.
You should have.
Should have been like, hey, Hunter.
Yeah.
Cashing in on that
Thanks. Anytime
touchdown. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, friend.
Thanks, best friend.
Nick hit Colston Loveland.
He sure did.
That was a good one. And so that was it. So we're going to do one on Wednesday, and frequent texter and tweeter Dice is going to take over the fifth spot.
You know what's shocking? He hasn't, that I've seen, responded to that.
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
He literally said, I just was out of the truck. He's a mailman. He's like, I missed the truck. I heard. What did you guys say? Say it again. So
Dice.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You're in. You're in for Wednesday.
You're making our Thanksgiving Bozo.
Thanksgiving.
Touchdown parlay? Touchdown
parlay. Touchdown parlay. It's three games. So, five touchdowns. Yeah. that's what we'll do. But
right. You're in, Dice. Jackson, you're out.
Jackson,
you're still
out.
Suspended.
Nice run.
I guess Dice, you're in, and then.
As long as you can.
Another,
keep the streak going.
Another mystery picker if Dice misses. Right. Yeah.
Baby, if you ever wonder whatever became of me. I'm living on the air on WEEI. Jones and Keefe in today's grab bag.
Not to make it about me, but the Survivor League is still going on. Well, at least for me. Got another winner. Picked the Pats. Didn't jinx them. 12-0.
And you got
perfect 12-0. I'm running unopposed at this point.
Well, you got the whole league this weekend, minus your 12 teams. There's no bye weeks this week.
I know. There's a couple teams that I haven't used that I think are decent favorites, but I'll give you that on Wednesday as well so everybody can follow along because it's been going so good.
We'll be looking forward to it.
No problem. Yeah.
I have a structured settlement and I need grab bag.
How about the Boston Bruins, Jones? They are off until Wednesday. They're continuing their road trip, even though the first three games were all on the West Coast. Wednesday's game is on the island. But they they won on Friday night in overtime, 2-1. But they lost yesterday to the Sharks by a score of 3-1. So kind of treading water at this point. Morgan Geeky did score his 17th goal of the season. He's tied for the league lead. And he's on pace for a 58-goal season.
I mean, I would take the under, but maybe that's stupid at this point in time, the way he's
going. Guys are a real goal scorer.
The Bruins have fallen from leading the division.
Yeah, where are they at?
To now they're like barely clinging to a playoff spot. They are the first wild card with 26 points, but they played 24 games.
It's over!
Oh, come on!
Which is too
It can't be!
It's too clear of everybody but the Rangers in the East. They now are at 26 points, 24 games played. The Flyers are the second wild card, 25 points, 20 games played, so four games in hand. Never mind the Penguins and Canadiens, who are each a point back and three games in hand. So,
right, so what are you saying?
The standings have not gone favorably for the Bruins recently.
Well, they're dropping some games.
That's all.
But at least they can rest up these next couple of days.
They should be rested, yeah. Yes.
Woo. Stop grabbing my
bag! Boston Celtics, meanwhile...
Wasn't really a grab bag. It was just a bag.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of in there. You can do whatever you want. Keef@weei.com. You can send them in. It can be a movie. It can
be
a song.
Not anything.
We are on the radio.
Very thin screening process. I will say that. There's not much of a bar.
You can do whatever you, I mean, whatever you want.
To hurdle over.
Or maybe not anything.
Who was that playing
Watch
for?
Your profanity.
That's playing for on Wendy, right? On Wendy was just sitting
on
there listening
to
that whole thing.
The director's cut. You hear the director's cut of that one. But the Boston Celtics, Jones, a couple of games since we were last on the air, including an unfathomable loss to the Brooklyn Nets. And whatever the lineups are that they trot out there are a disaster. They lost to the Nets at home on Friday, but they did circle back, blow out the... No, I guess not blow. They won by 9, but they scored... They put up 80 points in the first half.
They were blowing them out.
They were blowing them out.
Way too close at the end.
They dominated for much of the game, the Orlando Magic, yesterday. So they remain above 500. They are 9-8, and they take on one of the best teams in basketball Wednesday at 5 o'clock against the Detroit Pistons.
Okay. So, like, as good as it is to beat Orlando, which I didn't necessarily chalk up initially, and they almost blew that lead.
Yeah, they've already played Orlando three times, right?
Correct.
The 2-1 against them.
The Brooklyn game in the middle, though, like, if they win that game, they're sitting here, Keith, they're 10-7, and you're like, they're the 5 seed in the East. Like, it's way different. If you just take care of business against Brooklyn, you don't. So you're still 10 and one game over 500, and now the schedule really gets difficult.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you're not going to win every single bad
every game against Brooklyn, you should win. Yeah. You should win that.
I know.
Grant bag.
All right, Jones, I don't know how closely you followed the latest as it relates to former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
Well, I only follow it because we're just obsessed with the story, as the Twitch chat tells us, Keith. It's not because new morsels drop every single day with this guy.
So there's a lot
going on. We're just obsessed with it, yeah.
First of all, on the field, big rivalry game.
Yep.
UNC versus Duke.
Bill's first words were beat Duke.
Beat Duke.
Yeah.
He hates Duke with a passion.
He always has.
Yep.
We knew that for 20 years while he was here. We heard about it constantly.
Duke. Oh, my God.
The guy hates Duke. Yeah.
So this was a very important game for Bill because they needed to win that game and win this weekend against NC State in order to be bowl eligible and 500. So, unfortunately, they lost.
What happened?
They had a chance in this game. They gave up a beauty of a fake field goal, which led to the go-ahead points for Duke. So they lose that game, right? So that's one thing. A loss is a loss, but that's
we saw that coming on the field, yeah.
The New York Post had a deep dive into a reported real falling out between Jen Belichick, Steve Belichick's wife, and Jordan Hudson.
I'm not talking about this.
Well, the New York Post is, and as the story goes, after a game, after a win, in fact.
Yeah, Stanford, right?
They beat Stanford. And Jen Belichick was screaming at Jordan in front of Bill and Steve for 40 minutes, like inside their office, and basically kind of gave Bill even an ultimatum. It was like, you need to pick between her and your family.
All Jordan does is control crap. She didn't say that.
Yeah, no.
She called her bat bleep crazy.
Yep.
At one point, sources said Jen told the room, which included Jen's husband, Steve Belichick,
right.
Bill, Jordan, and multiple others, she didn't care if her interruption resulted in Steve's termination.
Yeah, she's like, go ahead and fire him, basically.
Or Bill disowning her. Jen yelled Jordan was twisting Bill's brain.
Well?
And urged him to choose your family before you choose Jordan. For 40 minutes. This was a tirade.
40 minutes.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Uh-oh.
I'm on Jordan's side on this one, Keith.
Really?
Jen Belichick is right. She's absolutely
so
right.
So then how are you on Jordan's side?
You can't yell at somebody for 40 minutes?
It's a long screaming match.
40 minutes?
Well, I don't know.
In front of everyone?
It's probably been building up for
a
long time.
Say your piece. You know,
should be long enough to tweet.
Lose your mind for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
40 minutes. A 40-minute tirade after a win with everybody sitting there.
That's like longer than an episode of The Chair Company. She was screaming at her.
I can't defend that. What you said probably was right, but I'm
probably right.
I'm guessing you repeated yourself a few too many times. 40 minutes?
Well, she also had to make sure she had some zingers. I think she told her to eat a cheeseburger at one point. Like, she had some insults in there, and then she was just kind of berating her. Because she's probably, she's like, enough is enough. And Steve's like, well, I'm not going to say anything. It's a weird spot for Steve to be in. But this, she's
your
like,
wife's like, your wife's like, yeah, I don't even care if it ends up your father disowns you and you have a job. He's like, wait a minute.
I'd like to coach still, if you don't mind.
This is like when Shaughnessy was getting yelled at over the Patriots footbridge. And Shaughnessy's like, I don't need this job on the old Dan Shaughnessy show. And I'm actually, Dan, I do.
I do.
I need it.
I'm like, I'm going to stop you right there.
You may not, but some of us over here do. Yeah.
But yeah, this thing is more of a mess. It's been a mess all season.
Thanksgiving should be interesting.
That's what my thought was like. The timing of this is amazing.
Is there any chance they have Thanksgiving together?
No
chance.
I can't imagine. Well, at least Jen and Jordan won't be in the same room.
Jordan's going to use this to
Jordan at the kids' table.
Probably.
Okay.
Jordan's gonna use this to cut the whole family out. I heard Greg say he's just sold his piece of real estate in Nantucket. I'm like, where do you think that money's going?
He did.
He sold a piece of real estate. Not all.
Doesn't
of it.
He own like a third?
Yeah,
of
he's got like a whole compound in Wisconsin.
Share.
It might be though. Like
that's a good point.
If you don't think the door has now been blown wide open by Jen Belichick. If you don't think she's going to seize on this, you're crazy.
Yeah,
like this did not accomplish anything, Jen.
So you don't think Bill's back in North Carolina next year, do you?
No,
neither do I. What do you think Steve's doing next year?
Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Selling insurance. It's not going to be working for his dad.
Yikes. So
he's going to be working until he's 80 because he's cut out of the inheritance.
So then another update was on social media, Jordan Hudson posted a photo of herself.
Oh, right.
Wearing a gold necklace that said band on it.
Cool.
Band? Not like rock band, but like band from the sidelines.
B-A-N-N-E-D.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is
B-A-N-D.
Apparently not. Holding up an all-access North Carolina press pass.
Sweet.
To which she also said she's going to sue Pablo Torre. what are we doing? What a waste of time.
P.S. I'm suing you, Pablo Torre.
She's suing Pablo Torre, to which Pablo Torre responded, so I guess you're not coming on the podcast?
There's no chance she actually follows through on that litigation, right? That's just like something you put on social media. So everybody goes, good for you, girl.
Yeah.
Get him.
Maybe.
Like, that's all. She's not actually.
Imagine discovery in that case. No. People will hate how much.
They're not actually going to sue. They're not that big of idiots, are they?
I don't know.
They're not that big of idiots.
I don't think this has gone as well as she thought it was going to go from Jump Street, but we shall see. It's just been it's been quite a story. Quite a sad, sad story for Bill Belichick.
Grab bag.
All right. A new segment within the segment, Jones. Has Bob Ryan tweeted? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plenty.
Has he?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, I didn't even think to look.
Random engagement farming. He likes to respond. He likes to dive headfirst into the engagement. So somebody had a movie test. Award yourself 1 point for each movie you've seen.
Oh, good.
50 movies.
Oh, boy.
He's seen 18.
18.
18 for me, he said.
What are you at, 50? You got to be like 50 out of 50.
All right, you ready?
You're quizzing me?
Yes, it's for you.
Okay.
Titanic.
Yes.
The Prestige.
No.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes.
City of God.
Yes.
The Shining.
Yes.
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 Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Casablanca.
Yes.
I don't think so, no.
Spirited
no.
Away.
What?
No.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
Inception.
Yes.
Conception?
No. Inception.
Oh, yes. Inception.
Yes.
500 Days of Summer.
No.
Old Boy.
No.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Citizen
yes.
Kane.
Yes.
Get
yes.
Out.
Get Out? No.
Burn
no.
After Reading.
No.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yes.
Fight Club.
Yes.
The Handmaiden.
No.
Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
Interstellar.
No.
Jaws.
Yes.
Blue Velvet.
No.
Pan's Labyrinth.
No.
Some Like It Hot.
No.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Hot Fuzz.
No.
Hot Fuzz. Black Swan.
I don't think so. No.
Drive.
Yes.
Sound of Music.
Yes.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes.
Russian Ark.
No.
Donnie Darko.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Alien.
Yes.
Avatar.
Yes.
Psycho.
Yes.
V for Vendetta.
No.
Gladiator.
Yes.
Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Chinatown.
No.
Mean Girls.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh,
that's great. Ocean's 11.
Yes.
The Godfather.
Yes.
Shape of Water.
No.
Forrest
that's
Gump.
The one where she had sex with the fish? No,
she
had
made
that.
Love to the fish. She made love to it.
Forrest Gump, I've seen it, yes.
The Dark Knight.
Yes.
The Exorcist.
Yes.
Up.
I don't think so. No.
Dunkirk.
No.
In The Evil Dead.
No.
I think that's still more than Bob Ryan.
Yeah, I think I crushed
yeah.
it. Yeah, good.
He also responded to a ton of other things, including somebody posted a picture of a grilled cheese next to some tomato soup.
Ooh.
And the person wrote, "You just got off a 16-hour overnight shift and come home to tomato soup and grilled cheese. What do you do?"
Well, if you're Jen Belichick, you scream at somebody. I would eat that. That's what I would do.
You would eat that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'd happily.
You know what Bob wrote?
What's that?
Thank whoever prepared it.
Nice.
He's a thoughtful man.
Very kind.
He's thoughtful to his.
He also AI generated gilfs.
He also responded to a photo of pancakes that said, "Honey isn't available. What are you topping these pancakes with?" He responded, "Honey?" Three question marks.
Oh, so he didn't follow through and say maple syrup. To which I would say, of course, Vermont maple syrup is what I would say. Anything else is trash.
Somebody also wrote, "Who's your favorite female music artist of all time?"
Ooh, wait,
and they listed
let me guess. Karen Carpenter. I feel like he...
Somebody wrote like several options, like A, Whitney Houston, B, Aretha Franklin, all the way down to like M, N, O.
Sure.
And then they were like, comment, and then he wrote, FYI, there was entertainment before 1970.
Oh.
So I don't think he liked the options
Okay, but he didn't answer.
Somebody also was asking about, should Keith Hernandez make the Hall of Fame? So he had to dive in on that. There was also a picture of a family room, and there's like big couches, like a big kind of center, like foot kind of centerpiece, and then like a TV on the wall. Everything's very white, and then like a black TV. And they said, "What are your first thoughts on this home?" So Bob dove into that. He said, "Call a reputable interior decorator."
Nice.
So he didn't like what they had going there.
Christian Ellis looked at it and said, "Why is there a TV on the wall?"
They just got a bunch of political stuff. And so, yeah, he was active. He had a very busy time. Yep.
Yeah, good grab bag. Good grab bag.
Good effect.
Oh, really nice. I like how that one kind of trailed off there at the end. All right, tops at the box office this past weekend. Jones, Wicked for good.
Saw this.
$150 million, far and away the number one movie in the theater, followed by Now You See Me, Now You Don't, all the way down to $9.1 million. Predator Badlands was 3, The Running Man 4, and Rental Family in its first weekend was 5th with $3.3 million. That is with Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser is in that. Although, I've heard mixed things. I've not seen it. The Wicked for Good.
Oh, yeah. You said the reviews were bad.
It's 70%, though, critics, which isn't terrible.
Oh, and it crushed the box
audience
office.
Audience likes it, yeah. But some people were saying it was horrible, horrible, horrible. But I don't know. There could just be some haters out there. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Hundreds of people listening to
Grab Bag.
Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from yesterday. Jones, was it Jaylen Brown?
Maybe.
35 points, 8 assists. Was it Jalen Johnson? 28 points, 8 rebounds, 11 assists. Good Jalen day.
Wow.
Was it Ivica Zubac? 33 points, 18 boards.
He'll grab you boards.
Donovan Mitchell, 37 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. Or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 37, 5, and 7.
Let's go Jaylen Brown.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah, good for him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
Derek Bell?
No.
Okay, he was already guessed. Sorry.
No, it's not Derek Bell. A guy that may have pitched against Derek Bell. There's your first clue. He's a right-handed starting pitcher. Few games out of the pen, it looks like, in his career. But for the most part, a starting pitcher, right-handed. He had also hit from the right side, which is very important because in 1994, he was the Silver Slugger.
Silver Slugging pitcher.
In 93, he finished sixth in the NL Cy Young. Debut 1985, retired after the 1999 season, where he spent in Boston.
Oh.
In addition to the Red Sox, he pitched for the Astros, Twins, Reds, Giants, and Phillies.
Astros, Twins. Say it again. Astros, Twins.
Astros, Twins, Reds, Giants, Phillies, Sox.
John Dobson?
Nope.
Wait, John Wasden?
Nope.
Dobson.
Dobson.
None of those guys. It wasn't any of those guys.
Mark Portugal.
He got it.
Really? How about that?
Mark Portugal. Nice pull, Jones.
Yeah, they had like
a
couple.
Like that? Mark Portugal. You surprised himself.
I really threw it out there. Took a shot.
No, there were. I was trying to think. There were like two guys on that team that both had pitched like with some success elsewhere, but like were at the end of their careers.
Yeah, he's 18-4 one year with a .277. Finished sixth in the Cy Young.
I didn't realize Mark Portugal could slug it like
that.
Oh,
he could swing
it. I didn't know.
Oh, if you needed him to. Yeah, that year he hit .354.
That whole team, that was like...
You're gonna whistle past him hitting .354 one year?
Well, I didn't know the sample size. But yeah, no, that's a good number.
21 so like, games.
That was like Ramon Martinez, Saberhagen. Like, it was like a bunch. But there was another guy...
John Burkett?
Yeah, was he on there? There was another guy that was like Mark Portugal, anyways. It wasn't like Saberhagen or... Yeah, maybe it was him. Maybe that's who it was.
They had a few guys that came in. Some hard-throwing right-handers.
Nice.
Do you know how much money Mark Portugal... Not to get into his business, but do you know how much money he made?
Well... Close. He's got the Silver Slugger.
I was going to say 2.5.
No. 22 million. Yeah. 22 million for this
pitcher.
Guy.
He's a pitcher with the Silver Slugger. It's at least 20 million.
He got a stick.
And a great mullet, too.
Yeah.
From what I remember, I think he had a fine mullet.
I think you might be right about that.
Much. I don't actually really know where that guess came from, but good get. Okay.
Yeah,
not actually really. I don't know
how that happened.
I don't know what.
Is it his birthday?
Jones got possessed by somebody. No, not his birthday. No, I don't know how I landed on this guy today.
Wow.
Yeah, the birthday boys weren't great. Yeah, no, a truly random player
definition
today.
Random.
That was a very random one. All right, well, good luck, Derek Bell guy there on the text line. He'll get it someday. 617-779-7937. That is your phone number. It's how you jump in line with WEEI after. Yeah, got him. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got ball. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.